Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion and hope that they're like little glimmers of hope for you in these overwhelming times. I'm Amber Hunt. Let's dive in. Streets were jammed in cities nationwide last Thursday in May Day rallies to protest President Donald Trump's agenda. May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, is a commemorative holiday to honor the importance of workers' rights. So it makes sense that this year it was a day of protesting for hundreds of thousands of people. Trump, after all, has signed anti-union executive orders that have labor leaders head spinning. Liz Shuler, president of the AFL-CIO, the nation's main union federation, said in one recent interview, quote, "We've been facing a barrage of attacks from the administration. They're slashing jobs. They're ripping up union contracts. They're cutting services. Trump's delivered on nothing that he promised. We would say his scorecard is a fail," end quote. It would seem May 1st protesters would agree with the sentiment.
At some point, we're not going to just be standing here. We're going to be marching. We're going to be fighting. We need to know what we are doing this for.
Protesters cited more than the administration's anti-union efforts, however. Those gathered at various rallies across the country were also standing up for immigrant workers, diversity initiatives, and federal employees. Protests were in cities big and small. Los Angeles, New York City, Denver, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Bismarck, North Dakota, Cincinnati, Ohio, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota. That's enough for now. You get the point. You can expect more protests over coming weeks because, as Shuler recently told MSNBC, they seem to be having an effect.
I'm encouraged because all those signs, all those people showing up are making a difference. And if you think about the success that we've just had with some of these recent court decisions, with the fact that Elon Musk is silently and slowly creeping out of Doge and back to Tesla, the fact that some of these executive orders have been rolled back or preliminary injunctions taking place, it's all because of the pressure, and that pressure comes from the people.
Donald Trump rounded the corner on his first 100 days in office, and polls show that Americans aren't thrilled with his performance thus far. An NPR PBS News Marist poll shows that nearly half of Americans, about 45% of them, give the president an F so far. Only 23% give him an A. Republicans, of course, rate him better than Democrats, with 54% giving him an A and 29% giving him a B. But independents and Democrats are squarely in the he ain't doing great camp. 49% of independents give him an F, compared to just 16% acing him. Trump's overall approval rating is down to 42%, including just 36% among independents. An NPR report provided some context. When looking at Gallup's numbers back to Harry Truman, this is the second worst approval rating for any president at the 100-day mark in 80 years. The lowest was also Trump back in his first term. He was 1% lower then than he is now. Speaking of Trump, and sadly, when are we not? Here's an update to a public clash she had with Maine Governor Janet Mills a couple of months back. You might remember this. Trump was speaking to the nation's governors when he began touting one of the 4 million executive orders he had signed since his inauguration. This one was, as he put it,
an executive order banning men from playing in women's sports.
Which isn't happening. There are very few cases, as in single digits, of trans women competing in women's sports, but no man is doing it. Anyway, while talking about the executive order, Trump went out of his way to target Maine. Here's that exchange.
Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Well, here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
If you had trouble hearing her, she said, I'll see you in court. Which brings us to the update. They did go to court and Trump backed down. The administration agreed late last week to restore federal funding for education programs in Maine. MSNBC reports that the agreement settles a lawsuit filed last month by Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry against the U.S. Agriculture Department, which froze funds for nutrition programs in response to Maine's stance on the trans athlete issue. Fry said in a statement, quote, It's unfortunate that my office had to resort to federal court just to get USDA to comply with the law and its own regulations. But we are pleased that the lawsuit has now been resolved and that Maine will continue to receive funds as directed by Congress to feed children and vulnerable adults, end quote. So one of Trump's predictions that day with the nation's governors has failed to come true. He made another prediction then, though, too.
And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
To which I suppose Maine's voters are saying, see you at the polls. Catholics have united in their rebuke of a social media post Trump made in which he depicted himself wearing papal garb in an apparently AI-generated image. The image was reshared by the White House. Trump told a reporter recently that he'd like to become the next pope. The last pope, as I'm sure you're aware, died Easter Sunday after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance. I have nothing more to say about this except, seriously, is this real life? Immigrants being held in Texas recently used their bodies to send a message to the outside world, joining hands to create the letters SOS so they would be visible from overhead. Here's CBS Texas reporter Nicole Baker explaining.
We take you now to Anson, which is about 30 miles north of Abilene, where you can see these 31 men here form the letters at the Blue Bonnet Immigrant Detention Center because they're worried that they're going to be deported.
2 weeks before sending the message, the detainees, accused without due process of being gang members, learned that they could be sent to the CECOT prison in El Salvador under the Alien Enemies Act. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked the White House from deporting them, and a Texas judge also ruled that the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act is unlawful, something he's likely to appeal to SCOTUS as well. In the meantime, the detainees, who haven't been afforded many of their constitutionally guaranteed rights, reminded the world through their SOS message that they exist, they are human, and they are scared. Former presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke out last week about the Trump administration in her first major address since leaving public office. The former vice president did not sound too keen on what's been happening so far in the White House.
But understand, what we are in fact witnessing is a high velocity event where a vessel is being used for the swift implementation of an agenda that has been decades in the making. An agenda to slash public education. An agenda to shrink government and then privatize its services. All while giving tax breaks to the wealthiest among us.
Disclaimer, I tightened her pauses. She really takes her time while speaking, which makes me feel better about how slowly I talk when I'm unscripted. Anyway, Harris went on to say that this agenda isn't what most people voted for, including Trump voters. A lot of what's happening goes beyond what he vowed on the campaign trail, she said.
We are living in a moment when the checks and balances upon which we have historically relied have begun to buckle. And we here know that when the checks and balances ultimately collapse, if Congress fails to do its part, or if the courts fail to do their part, or if both do their part, but the president defies them anyway, well, friends, that is called a constitutional crisis.
She continued.
And if that happens, the one check, the one balance, the one power that must not fail is the voice of the people.
So, keep those voices raised, people. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. The show's reported and edited by Amanda Rossman and me. Amanda produces the show. Daisy Egan sometimes swings by. Support Grab Bag Collab at patreon.com/grabbagcollab.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.